None but the hungry heart. 9-9. Unobjectionable object. That the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that is Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 17. The object of the Christian life is that we may center in the object of the Father, his beloved Son. If we go on with the Father, sweet as is the assurance that we belong to him, yet the uppermost thought will in the long run be himself. We shall come back to his person. We shall in our praises weave with them what the Lord Jesus has done, suffered, and won for us. But the primary thought in our hearts is not what we have gained, however true, but what he has been for us and what he is for us. Yes, what he is in himself. There is usually only occupation with the Lord Jesus for the relief of the conscience. And if so, where does it stop? It stops when the relief is gained. But if he is the object of the heart, you will never be satisfied but in fellowship with him where he is. I know of no argument, and I am acquainted with no power that will move the heart to devotedness except the knowledge of the Lord Jesus himself and his love. It is possible to read books by the score and to listen to the most faithful and blessed ministry for years on end, and yet never know the Lord Jesus as a present loving object in heavenly glory. It is nigh impossible to see and know him there by faith without a resulting intense desire to be wholly devoted to him here. We have a new person before us as the object of our faith and affections, and as we drop ourselves and have the Lord Jesus as our object, he is formed in us. What has been judicially accomplished at the cross has its fruition by the Spirit in our souls, and it is by that principle that we grow. For it pleased the Father that in him, that is Christ, should all fullness dwell. Colossians 1 verse 19.